Hello, everybody. My name is Steve Smith. I'm the editor of PHC News Magazine. And today I am talking with Jason Fleming, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Nortz Tankless Water Heaters. Thanks for coming, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Good, good, good. Well, listen, I do have a letter that your President and Chief Operating Officer sent out to, I guess, all your contacts, contractors, wholesalers, engineers, dated March 23rd. So you were, you know, beginning to work remotely, obviously, on that date. It sounds like you've done quite a lot of things to work remotely, even the outside sales team. So that means the independent manufacturer's reps, correct?
Well, what that really relates to is more of our office staff. Our sales team, our outside team kind of already is based out of their home offices. But for our contact center, for engineering and accounting, it was a pretty monumental task to get everybody, you know, working from home. But we were able to do it in short order. And it's been a great learning process for us, for sure.
Good. Well, it sounds like a lot of people are working remotely. Now, the letter also talks about social distancing taking place at Fountain Valley, California, where I met you last year, and in Forest Park, Georgia, which I don't think I've ever been to. Now, are those you're shipping from both Fountain Valley and Forest Park, Georgia? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We've remained open to ship, being essential business, thankfully. But yes, we've continued shipping out of those locations with only basically our warehouse teams working in the offices.
So, Jason, the only people kind of showing up, I guess, are the shipping and receiving guys?
That's correct. Yeah, everybody else is on a work from home process.
And I'm curious. I mean, obviously, there's nothing more important than shipping orders out the door.
Right.
What kind of precautions are you taking for those folks? Are there less people?
Well,
you ship out at the same rate you always were before all this happened? What's going on?
Yeah, their safety was our primary, you know, purpose that we wanted to make sure we addressed. But they're all wearing, you know, protective masks. They're in a large warehouse, so there's plenty of space, and they're able to social distance and stay at safe arm's length. We've removed our will call facilities, so we took care of shipping those will calls that would typically be person-to-person contact, and went ahead and shipped those out. And just trying to adhere to, you know, the regulations that are set forth for us to remain safe.
And do you feel that you are still shipping at the same rate you were before? I mean, obviously, maybe some orders are a little less, I guess. There's a little less activity overall.
There's been a little bit less activity, but we're remaining shipping everything according to our typical, you know, procedures of receiving orders in and able to get them out within 24 hours. And thankfully, we've been receiving, you know, all of the goods from overseas in Japan. They are also dealing with similar situation, but we've been able to maintain shipping scheduling. So the biggest concern that we really had was the port. That was something that was, you know, not able to be controlled as much. But all in all, we've been lucky enough not to be affected by those things.
And when you say the port, that's in California or?
Yeah, in the Long Beach port. Yeah,
Long Beach. Okay, so that's where ultimately everything from Japan makes its way to the port of in California to get unloaded. Yeah. And you mentioned you're certainly not able to control that as much as other aspects of the job, but is that okay? It sounds like you're able to get everything you need still.
Yeah, everything's been great. We have a great relationship with the port, and we've been able to, you know, maintain our schedules pretty well. So yeah, everything's been great.
Good, good, good. So now one other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I found this particularly interesting since John O'Reilly from your ad and PR agency sent me some press releases. And this one, you know, I did receive this earlier, but it was a press release dated April 8th. So, you know, God, I don't know. I mean, I think as a company, we were working from the first week or second week of March. So obviously you guys are shutting down towards the end of March. And here you are upgrading a new tankless water heater. And can you tell me a little bit about that? I mean, obviously hasn't slowed you down. A new product that you were bound and determined, I guess, to bring to market.
Absolutely, yeah. We haven't missed a beat. I've been very impressed with our team's ability to react to this situation. Mm-hmm. And we, like you said, you know, we had a plan to launch and set out the new product announcements. We even, not only new products, but we've also upgraded our phone system within the office through this time as well. So we've been putting it to the test for sure. But in regards to the new product, we launched the NCC 199, and not only that product, but also the NRCR, which is two heaters, one in the commercial and then one on the residential side, both of them with dual stainless steel heat exchangers. The residential model is the one with the pump, which is really exciting for us to get out. And then that commercial unit, we've been doing that, and then also introducing our new rack system. So lots of activity over the last month or month and a half, but no slowdowns with Norris for sure.
Good. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
There was one other thing I noticed last week, and it was an interesting bracket contest. I think I saw the final two, I guess, last week. And yesterday I noticed on LinkedIn that you had announced the winner. I know in the past you've done some, you know, sports related activities. Obviously, when I think bracket, I think of March Madness, which, you know, of course, did not happen this year. Was this kind of thought to be around that time?
Yeah, we have a bunch of sports fans within our organization, and we felt, you know, bad that there wasn't going to be the March Madness, which we all kind of get excited about. But this is a really cool thing that kind of came from social media. And, you know, we post a lot of pictures that contractors provide to us, and there's a lot of people who have all kinds of colorful comments about the installations, right? And so what we wanted to do was to say, hey, share with us your best installations, and let's create a little bit of a fun environment so that we can, you know, judge the installations versus each other and ultimately come to a winner. And that winner was just announced. So that was a really cool contest, and kind of letting the community rate the installations versus each other.
And Jason, had you done the bracket before that contest?
No, that was our first time with that that type of thing. So it was very successful. It was pretty exciting to see.
What was all involved? So I'm a contractor, and I've got a new Noritz installation. So basically, I'm taking a picture of an interesting installation and putting it in the running for the grand prize.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of made note for anybody and everybody to submit their best installations, and we got a bunch of different submittals, and then we went through a selection process of those that we received for the best ones. And then, you know, from that, we started the bracket contest and kind of put a few up against each other, and then eventually came to the winner.
Do you know how many entries you got altogether?
I don't have the number. I apologize for the overall entries, but there was a significant amount of entries that we were able to kind of pare down and find the best one for the contest, for sure.
If I were a contractor with one of these entries, how did exactly did I move up in the rankings? Was it voted on by other contractors?
It was voted on by the community. So it was pinned up against one against another, and then you were able to just, you know, submit your vote for install one versus install two, and from the community, not from us, from the community of the social media platforms.
That we, and so everybody voted on via social media posting somehow?
Correct. Yep.
Good. Neat. So can you tell me anything about the water heater company? That is, in fact, for the record, the company that won. Do you know any more details about this particular installation or the company?
Yeah, I don't know as much about the installation. I know that we've been a partner with water heater company for some time, and we just appreciate, you know, their partnership and their submitting of the install. It always takes a little bit to get, you know, guys to show their installs, but they do awesome work, and really happy to see them using our new product. So congratulations to them for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to find out more about that. Maybe we can feature them in a story in a future issue. I'll have to do a little bit digging. We can talk a little bit later about that. But
I think that'd be great.
And particularly since it's the first time you've done it, and you know, the whole notion of the bracket, as you mentioned, you know, for the sports fans out there, is probably I guess I'm more of a basketball fan than more of a football fan than anything else. But I'll take basketball as well. Number two.
I'll take anything at this point. Watching reruns of, you know, old World Series and stuff like that. It's time for some new stuff out there.
Now, one other thing that was on my mind that I wanted to talk to you about, Jason, is that, you know, obviously no one's going to a classroom anytime soon for instruction on product. And I did notice also on social media, you guys must have a pretty good presence on social media. I see you on LinkedIn.
We do, quite often.
Good. Now, you've got something called Tuesdays with Noritz. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
This is something that our marketing team and product training team kind of pivoted our traditional in-house face-to-face meetings that we have with various contractors, customers, you know, we love to do trainings face to face, but during this time, we kind of had to reevaluate how we were going to communicate and train our valued customers. And our team came up with the idea of having a preset time to sit down with Nora to take a few minutes and learn a little bit more about specific products and especially new things that we're coming out with. And, you know, we've targeted, you know, that NRCR heater with a pump. We've done the Easy Series, which is our 25-year warranty top mount connection water heater, our Pro Card program, which is our loyalty program that we have with our installing contractors. And more to come. So Tuesdays with North, we do two trainings, one in the morning, I think at 9 o'clock, and then another one at 1. You can learn more about it on our newly launched training site at training.north.com. Okay. And you can go in there and see the pre-recorded ones. You can register for new upcoming trainings.
Okay. So they are recorded and posted as well as obviously being live.
Correct. Yes.
And you mentioned, 9 o'clock in the morning, and again in the afternoon. How long are these taking to attend?
We try to accommodate all different forms and times that people have. The recorded ones are typically an hour, but we've also started doing shorter snippets for specific customers, you know, that last 15, 20 minutes. So whatever people need, they can register, they can comment to us and tell us, you know, specific needs that they have, and we can accommodate training for anyone. So I think this has been a really cool tool. We've had a ton of attendees on trainings over this time. Perfect. And something that we can, you know, we're looking to continue to keep going.
Do you have any idea how many people have attended, you know, the average Tuesday or maybe?
You know what, we've done on the average Tuesday, we've gotten over 100 people to attend training, which is great. Good. But for all the trainings that we've done, I think I saw from last month, there was over 2,000 people that we trained. So great to see all the different people, you know, taking time to learn more about Noritz.
Good, good. Now, you mentioned many more to come. Is it going to be every Tuesday from for the rest of the year, or what's the plan?
To the end of the time? Well, there definitely is a plan to continue the Tuesday training. We'll monitor, you know, kind of the attendance and ensure that people are staying on. But yeah, it's my goal to continue the Tuesdays with Noritz.
Sounds like it's been pretty popular, Tuesday with Noritz. Are you planning either online education, considering the
We have a lot. There's actually one that's in the works right now, which is our first teardown training, and that's a challenging one. So it takes a little bit of, you know, logistics of having people come into the office and then record a teardown training, like it would be that people would actually be taking the water heater apart. So I'm excited to see how that comes out, and we'll be sharing that with everybody soon.
So you're videotaping that for later broadcast, but it'll feature, you know, contractors taking this apart? I mean, I assume
it'll be our own personnel simulating contractors taking it apart. But yeah, it's great content for everybody to kind of get a visual. Yeah. And then they can pause it and then take something apart and then do the same thing that we're doing, kind of reiterate.
Okay, that's interesting. So I imagine it'd be you really have to think about what you're going to film, I suppose, when you really show it.
Yeah, like I say, you got to think that one all the way through for sure. So they're doing the test run today for tomorrow training. So that's great.
And so if I'm a student in the teardown, I'm watching it from wherever I am I then also tearing down my own unit? You mentioned pausing and trying it yourself. Is that kind of what you're trying to do here?
Well, hopefully, if they have a unit, most people probably won't have a unit, but I'm thinking more of down the line when they're in front of the unit, you know, they're at a homeowner's house, then they have the availability to, you know, kind of jam through the session and get to the specific issue that they're trying to address. So
it's something they could actually, you know, see in their at their leisure, but also call up when they're actually really on a job site.
Yeah, exactly.
Having to tear something down. Very good. Very good. Wow, that's quite a lot of stuff. Now, mention that website one more time so everybody can hear about the educational events, particularly the Tuesdays with Noritz.
Sure. We want people to check out. It's just training.noritz.com.
Okay.
And you can get to that direct, or you can go through the noritz.com website. It's just noritz.com. And then you can check out any and everything related to Noritz.
Perfect. Well, on that note, let's wrap it up. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you'd like to bring up about Noritz?
You know, I'm just thankful for all of our contractors that are out there continuing to push our product even in these crazy times, and we look forward to actually getting a chance to get back out and speak with everyone face to face. But again, just the appreciation for everybody's effort.
Great. Well, I couldn't ask for a better note on which to end the conversation. So thanks for the time today, Jason, and
all right, thank you.
I'll see you again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Take care,
stay safe. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.